the Dietrich Gamecast for March 27th, 2011. I'm your host, Jeremy Matthews, as always. Joining me, producer Jorge Gomez.
Hello.
And technical guy, Edward Hatashita Lee.
Hello.
But we have a very, very special guest.
Mm-hmm.
We've been hyping this podcast. 3DS is out today.
Yay!
Yeah.
And we'll have some first impressions from the owner of a 3DS, Jeremy White.
Hello.
May I commend you on your name, sir? It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing of beauty.
Those are the Jeremys.
Yeah. Double power. Anyway, last week we were trying to decide whether to keep Jorge's Dreamscape. The obvious answer is no. But we
I stand by that answer.
We asked for
strongly.
Fan opinion, and they said yes.
Yeah.
So Edward, I figured I'd just get it out of the way now.
We're gonna have a revote.
A very strong revote.
So if you actually want to listen to some good podcasting, skip a bit in.
Yeah.
But now it's Jorge's Dreamscape.
Welcome to Jorge's Dreamscape.
All right, Jorge, what gems do you have for us today? First, I'd like to note he's actually written this out on a Microsoft Word document. And he's put a picture in, because he forgot what a doc was. So he's put a picture of a doc in the middle of a sentence, which I think is artistry, really.
That could be handy for me when I'm doing my essays and stuff. If I could just toss in pictures for my teachers, it would be so much greater.
Alright, Jorge, hit us with it.
2,000 word essay. Two pictures.
Yes.
Pictures worth 1,000 words, man.
Oh, you got the joke.
Yeah.
Nice. Anyway, Jorge.
Okay. I had a dream on Tuesday night.
Great. That's actually what the segment's about, so that's convenient.
Yes. Mm-hmm. At first, I was watching a movie or something of a person skiing really fast around mountain passes, like Initial D, except with skis. Drifting with skis.
Get to the good part?
Yeah.
There must be one, right?
With many turns. It was with many turns.
Oh, that's the good part? Many turns?
Okay. Then I warped into the TV.
How...
and became the person skiing.
Sounds just like the other dream.
No.
Yeah, this does sound rather familiar.
Maybe my dreams are... Well, a little later, I had to climb back up the snowy mountain. And when I reached the summit, it was a sunny day. And there was no snow to be seen. Only a water park.
I like how we put a bunch of exclamation points behind that. Like, a water park. It's the big focal moment of this story. Except there's a paragraph and a half left.
Okay. At the water park, there were a few people, and for some reason the slides would go up instead of down.
Wow.
So you would go up. I guess there was no such thing as the laws of gravity at this part of the world.
Hold on. You can't just start putting your own, you know, thinking. These have to be facts in this dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't just go making up a hypothesis.
How dare you? This is my segment.
Proof.
No. Okay. Suddenly...
Whoa.
There were my mom's daycare kids there.
Great.
And we were standing erect.
Whoa. Careful there, guys.
Good thing you didn't need a picture for that one.
Yeah.
Beside the biggest water slide in the water park, it was red.
Let's put red in all caps.
In case you didn't know what color the water slide was, it was red.
It was red. That's important.
It was very high up as well.
Great that you've made those all separate sentences. It was red. It was very high up.
Then the mountain became one of those beach platforms, and
what's a beach platform?
The picture over there.
Oh, a dock.
Oh, you know, a beach platform.
Yeah, a platform that goes on top of the beach? Oh.
Okay, and it was pretty high.
Okay,
so we've gone from very high to pretty high.
Yes.
Okay.
Very high slides.
Okay,
very
going
high
down
docks.
The mountain to the beach. But the beach is still
on
the mountain.
No, there's a dock on the mountains.
Okay, but it's a beach.
No, the mountain became...
No, yes.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So suddenly, the smallest child in the daycare got pushed into the sea below, and since my mom can't swim, I jumped inside the water to save the small
infant. Inside the water. Perfect.
And the baby wasn't outside the water. It was in it.
Jorge, yes. Drop this big sentence on us.
I successfully saved him.
Wow!
Oh, congrats, man. Congrats.
I'm awed by the description used here.
You should consider a career in writing.
Yeah, no.
Which I don't have to read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After I had become a professional skier and Vancouver's hero,
yeah.
I teleported away and ended up in Kisilano Secondary School, and John Kang was playing basketball. What a noob.
Great.
So I just walked around the school, which was very creepy because it was deserted.
Wait, I thought that's John Kang was there.
John Kang doesn't count you?
No.
John Kang falls into the creepy category, I guess.
John Kang, friend of the podcast?
Mm.
No. Known by the podcast.
Yes, very well known.
Alright, Corey.
Okay. I saw around three people there, so not just John Kang.
Two other people. Yeah. Around two other people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't tell exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so then I decided to go into the small gym. When I went inside, it wasn't the small gym from kids. It was from my elementary school.
Oh,
it's the worst thing
grief.
I've ever heard. I hate you.
That was a pretty rough gym we had at that elementary school.
Yes.
That was something.
There were people playing basketball and other games there, and I decided to go to a Taekwondo class. I used to do Taekwondo in my elementary school, so I decided to go to the boys' washroom to change, and I opened the door, and instead of a washroom, it was a giant maze made of bushes.
Good thing you didn't have to go pee, because that means...
Hedge maze.
Yes, hedge maze.
Lots of bush in the washroom.
Yeah.
Oh my.
These dreams always get down to something bad at the end.
And it was dark and cold.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, great.
I spent the rest of my dream trying to get out of the maze.
Mm-hmm.
And it made a turn for the worse and turned into a nightmare.
Okay, you can't read the rest. Because it's not Jorge's nightmarescape. So we don't need to listen to any more of this.
Ah, thank God.
Stupid thing.
I got attacked by a snake.
No.
Nope.
Which scared
we
the
don't
Jesus
care.
Out of me.
Ah, yes.
Jesus.
Doesn't matter.
I never got to do Taekwondo.
Ah, yes.
And
see, there's an unhappy face.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Nice unhappy face to end the story.
So the story
colon
plays.
Dash left bracket.
Well, that was
a tragedy.
I didn't get to do the Taekwondo, though.
That was horrible.
I didn't get
at least Jorge has to go through these twice. And he had to write it down. He had to dream it, write it down, and say it. So he's really
the process.
You guys are lucky. You only had to hear it once.
Well, that's still pretty bad, though.
That's true.
I didn't get to do Taekwondo.
All right, that's been Jorge's dreamscape.
Oh, welcome to Jorge's dreamscape.
Now on to something actually worthwhile.
You mean like Dragon Age 2?
Worthwhile.
Oh. Well, I finished that. I finished Dragon Age 2.
Already?
Yeah. Well, I play quite a bit of it.
Well, the game has nice box.
You know, I'm a busy guy. I have a lot of things to do, but I ended up actually spending quite a bit of my time playing a video game, which is unusual.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, I finished that game. That's a great game. The ending is terrible.
What do you mean?
It just rent. It is not a satisfying ending, that's for sure. I don't want to spoil it, but it's not very good. But great game.
Is there room for a third Dragon Age?
I think there is.
Oh, wow. Well, hopefully they also have nice box art. That's my favorite thing about these Dragon Age
games.
Yeah,
you really
is
like
the
box
art,
there.
Yes.
But yeah, great game. I recommend it. We'll talk about it more when somebody else has played it. Maybe next week we'll have someone.
Let's play video games? Yeah, right.
We have to dream about John Kang. Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah, Duke Nukem! I love that game!
Hey, that's coming out!
Yeah, I heard. I mean, like, we've been waiting, like, I don't know, like 12 or 15 years for this game to come out. It's made by Gearbox Software. Can't wait for this.
Couldn't possibly get delayed again.
No. What?
It got delayed again. Isn't that weird?
Not really.
They had problems developing Duke Nukem Forever.
Who would have guessed they delayed Duke Nukem?
Anyway, June 14th, Duke Nukem Forever. It's coming out this time. They can't delay it again.
No, of course not.
They're working on the chewing bubblegum.
Yeah, they're
yes.
working on the bubblegum physics, I guess.
Yeah.
What?
Hopefully they're not all out of bubblegum. That would be an issue.
That'd be a problem.
Do you guys like the Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a handy place to live on.
Yeah, sure.
Well, the Earth is going to die.
Yeah.
Luckily, EA has stepped in.
Oh, good. It's about time they did something.
And they're getting rid of paper manuals.
Hey!
Earth saved.
Wait, so they're not going to have any manuals?
No manuals.
What's the alternative?
Digital manuals.
Or you panic. Go
on the internet.
But if you seriously have to use
a
manual
that you get to
in a video game, you shouldn't be playing the video game.
What? I kind of spaced out during that sentence. Yeah, that makes
sense. No, I mean, if you're actually having that much of a problem with a video game and you refer to the manual, which never really seemed to help me,
at least,
then you shouldn't be trying to play this video game.
I see what you're saying. Maybe if you're better at speaking, I would have gotten the
first time. Well, thanks, yeah. Gee.
Well, why don't we give you another chance to speak?
Oh, no.
Coming up for my favorite segment, because all the other ones are terrible.
Oh.
Hear more.
It's time for Tech Time with Edward.
Welcome to Tech Time with Edward.
Okay, yep, welcome to Tech Time with Edward. We got, this is like graphics card week, so it's pretty cool. Ooh. Yeah. NVIDIA. Wait, no, NVIDIA. NVIDIA. I caught myself there, kind of. Not really.
Good job.
Okay,
good job.
NVIDIA. Released a GTX 590, the new top-tier graphics card, dual GPU. It's supposedly the world's best graphics card, but it's not because AMD released their 6990. Yeah, just trying to get the numbers worked out. Well, yeah, seems like AMD is actually the top dog when it comes to graphics cards. It's a bit cheaper, a bit more powerful, and it uses a little bit less power. Which is real nice.
It's easier to pronounce, apparently.
I think you better read out that link.
Oh, yeah, reading out links on podcasts.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Actually, yeah, that's kind of cool, though. AMD doesn't like how NVIDIA is claiming they got the world's best graphics card.
God.
And how AMD claims they got the world's best graphics card. So AMD actually called out NVIDIA.
You know what?
So now they're going to duke it out.
I have the best graphics card.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I make the best graphics card. I don't know if you know that.
No.
I haven't released it to anyone. It's just private, but it's the best. I promise.
Oh, okay. Well, till then, AMD and NVIDIA are duking it out. But right now, it seems like AMD has the hardware that it's kind of
perfect.
Owning up the race, but yeah.
What else is happening?
Intel, our favorite processor company.
Wait, no, don't put words in my mouth. I never said that.
I've always liked it.
Yeah, your favorite.
Oh, yeah, I love Intel.
Slander.
Yeah. But we all love, or not, love to hate Intel's little Atom chip, the little chip that can't. But now they're going to...
Oh, that's a spin.
Yeah. Well, it's usually just... They usually just toss it on netbooks and things, but it's really not all too much to it. So they're going to cut the price in half and release a new generation. They'll make them faster and they'll make them use even less power.
Those sound like good things.
Mm-hmm. Apple released a lighter paperweight. And Firefox 3 pwns IE9 first day deals. What?
iPad 2, that's a big deal. There was people lined up.
Oh, good for them.
Around the...
Bill Yang!
Yes, former podcast
guest. Oh, yeah.
Bill Yang lined up for an iPad.
Old-timer.
Apparently he's very satisfied with it.
Well, good for him.
We should have him on the podcast at some point.
He was hungry. iPad. He was hungry at the line.
Yes.
I heard that on the internet. iPad 2, what are all the details, Edward? You're the tech guy.
Well, it's made by Apple. So, let's hear about Firefox 4, right?
Alright, I downloaded Firefox 4.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
No. Well, I should add it on my to-do list.
Useless.
Firefox? You traitor?
No, it's from my mom's rig. She uses Firefox 3.something.
3.6?
Yeah, sure.
That's latest. Firefox 4 is great compared to Firefox 3.6.
It is?
It's faster, better interface.
Ah, good.
Yes, it's good. The tabs are right at the top of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the bookmark stuff is below it.
So, just like Google Chrome.
Yeah, it does sound like Chrome now.
That's kind of the vibe I'm getting. But, you know, it's nice. It's Firefox. They have a little cartoon fox when you go to the download page.
Oh, nice.
So, automatically better than Chrome. best browser in the universe.
You heard it here first.
Still a Firefox.
Wow.
Oh, wait, no. Internet Explorer. IE9 came out.
Yep.
Did you download that?
Yeah, I did. Well, at least it's safer than IE8. That's all I can say.
That's quite the achievement.
And also the scroll bar. I think I may have said this last time, but I really like the scroll bar in IE9. When you scroll through web pages, it just glides.
That's
my
part.
Favorite thing about IE9 is the scroll bar.
Great.
But if you were to actually compare the three top dogs out there, the Chrome, the Firefox, and the Internet Explorer.
Hold on, Opera.
Opera. Of course I didn't forget Opera. IE9 uses the less pixels in their header. So IE9 is actually the slimmest browser. And they got a cool scroll bar. That's the only two things I'm going for. Slimmest by a few pixels and cool scroll bar.
I like some chunk on my browsers.
What?
Great. And also has IE9 has nice hardware utilization. So if you have a good graphics card,
Firefox does too.
Yeah. A lot of the browsers are trying to pick up this hardware utilization, which is real nice.
What about the people who sell computers?
Yeah, well, then, yeah, you're kind of on your own.
Like Jorge.
No,
he's not going to. He's just glaring at me.
No. Browser impressions.
I wrote that.
Yeah, I guess. This is Jeremy talking about how much he loves Firefox 4.
I do love Firefox 4.
He loves it.
I want to try out Chrome at some point, though. I've heard good things.
Oh, you haven't? Haven't yet?
I think I have it on the computer, but I never use it.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'll try it out.
Now, a cool thing about Chrome 11, which is coming in the future, is it will have better hardware utilization. And they changed the logo.
Whoa.
To go with the simple look of Chrome, they're going to have a simple-looking logo. It's all flat and it's rather cool.
Is it Chrome-colored?
No. Oh, they're going for basic. The old one's shiny and looks chromey and cool. But they're trying to keep it simplistic, so they're going to make a very simplistic logo. Quite interesting.
Is it just a square?
No. It's not the circle thing, but...
It's a circle.
It's pretty low-key, yeah.
Yeah, it's one pixel.
Mm-hmm. Google's project, the Chrome OS.
Oh.
So in case you have a Chrome browser, it is now the Chrome operating system. I've been following the Chrome operating system on the CF48 laptops for a while now. And it seems like during the summertime, it's going to be confirmed that Asus, one of the higher names in computer building, will be making the Chrome OS laptops.
Oh, are they made out of Chrome?
No.
Oh,
but no. Asus is actually quite well known for adding shiny things to the laptops. So it could be like a Chrome border around it, maybe.
They're no Alienware, but they got some shiny stuff. Yeah. No green glow over everything.
Oh, wow. All
right, Edward, any more tech?
No, I think that's it.
We're tapped for tech.
Browsers, graphics cards.
Whole shebang.
Yeah.
iPad 2, biggest news.
Oh, yeah. And some Apple product that came out.
All right, that's been Tech Time with Edward.
Welcome to Tech Time with Edward.
Tech Time with Edward.
Tech Time with Edward.
Team Fortress.
Hey, my favorite game, Valve. That's been by Valve.
Yeah, the only game.
Yeah, one of only games I play.
Oh, you do play with that Pokewalker.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll get to that later.
Okay.
There was a disaster in Japan.
Oh, really?
We discussed it last week.
Oh, we did, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, with Mitchell. He's not in Japan because of it.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
Mm-hmm.
But Valve's going to help.
Oh.
Edward, why don't you tell us how?
Well, the crew at the TF2, I don't know, labs or whatever you want to call them, well, the TF2 developers, they released a new hat pack, America's number one war-themed hat simulator, Team Fortress 2.
Yes. There's another game coming with hats, Trenched.
Oh, great.
They're trying to steal the hat crown.
Oh, wow.
Hat crown.
Okay. Yeah. They released, three new hats, all Japanese looking. And also got a few noisemakers, and 100% of the proceeds will go towards the Japanese relief fund.
That sounds good.
So, yeah. Need to buy those hats soon, because they're for a limited time only.
I saw one of them was $100.
Yeah, but expensive hat.
Yeah, it's for charity.
Yeah, it's for charity. And you can get the whole pack together just for $30, I think.
That sounds...
Get one of everything.
Excellent. So I mentioned Pokemon. I don't want to keep all the rabid Pokemon fans waiting. So why don't we talk about some Pokemon?
Yes. Whatever's happening in Pokemon.
There was new Pokemon games.
There was a new Pokemon game. Who would have guessed?
Yeah. The series made its return.
Ah.
Sold 2 million copies.
Oh, good.
So that's good, right?
I need to be more specific. Japan, US.
Everywhere. Worldwide.
Hmm.
Yes.
2 million copies of Pokemon.
You sure? Yeah.
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
2 million. That's a lot.
It's more than 1 million.
Whoa. It's also more than 1.8 million.
Yeah, I guess it is.
That's a pretty good point, actually.
Okay, enough of all this. Time to get to the main event.
Go!
The 3DS.
What? 3DS?
Boom. Yeah.
Have you guys heard of it?
I think so.
It's from Nintendo.
Oh, Nintendo, yeah.
I have the box in front of me.
It's Pokemon games.
It says Nintendo.
Oh.
3DS.
Well, we got the box in front of us?
I have the box in front of me.
How do we get this 3DS in our...
You just picked it up.
Oh. How do we get this 3DS here? In the box. Courtesy
of our good friend, Jeremy White.
Oh, Jeremy over here. Nice.
All right. What are your first impressions? What are you thinking about it?
Well, I was amazed by the 3D effect. It's really noticeable.
Ah, 3D and the 3DS works.
But it's
good,
not,
good.
Disturbingly eye-popping. It's not going to be ruining your gameplay by a gimmicky feel. But no, it's subtle enough to be an actual visual enhancer. It gives a good depth impression. You really have to see it for yourself, unless you have some... Well, no, you have to see it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah, I got to try it out. Yeah, no, it's
so we're looking
quite
at
nifty.
The blue model here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, aqua blue.
Yo, compared to the black one.
How come there's only black and blue? Why is there not white or anything?
You racist.
They're trying to be politically correct.
Why is there not red? There's blue.
The water slide was already red. It would clash.
Yeah.
Jorge, you tried the other color.
Yes.
This could be wildly different.
Yeah.
Is there even 3D on the black one?
There is.
Whoa. Oh, sheesh.
What a ripoff.
What?
I was just going to get the blue one because it had 3D. But okay, well, the black one has it also.
Box. So we got the hardware right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The top is shiny.
It's shiny indeed. You might think it stains with your fingerprints, but no, if you drag your finger along, you get some lines, and then they just disappear after 2 seconds.
Anti-fingerprint technology. How does Nintendo do it?
Oh,
you might think that the glassesless, go away soon enough. I'm sure.
Jorge's fingerprints are already worse.
Well, George was eating pizza, so.
Yeah, that might not be fair.
Some intense fingerprints.
Well, if you look at. Oh, great.
George just dirtied the 3DS.
Yeah, well, perfect. I was about to say that the no fingerprint technology is a little bit better than the 3D technology, but I might just have to say that.
We test things thoroughly here.
Okay, we're good.
It's clean.
Enough. Yes.
Yay.
Well, there are also two cameras on the front.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, two cameras. You get the 3D pictures. And you can do all sorts of fun games with the built-in software.
So, let's get right to the games. What have you been, what have you tried so far?
I didn't buy any of the launch games. None of them interested me, but...
No.
What about the, AR games for augmented reality. You put the cards on a table.
Oh, yeah, the card
table.
Game, yeah.
You point the DS, the 3DS,
at the
cards, and it's pretty cool. Your table
comes
to life.
Fight a dragon.
And dragon pops out of the table, and you get some mountains you can play golf on.
Oh, you're actually fighting a dragon. I thought Jorge was just spouting nonsense.
No. Unfortunately, you can't get damage in that game, which is why Face Raiders is better. Take a picture of you or your friend, and then...
Or Jorge.
And then it becomes enemies, and they start flying around on all sides, and the whole panorama, you have to turn the DS around, defending yourself.
Yeah, you get to stand holding a thing in front of your face and spin around.
Yeah, I tried it. It's pretty cool. It's like a fire jet game or something.
Yeah,
spinning
do it in the bus. But,
No.
It's pretty fun at a friend's house when everyone knows what you're doing.
Yeah. Any other AR games or anything?
What? AR?
Still not a hologram.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not caught up to CNN yet.
Oh, yeah, they're not even using that. Oh, the AR games.
I thought that the dragon would actually come out of the table.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's the next DS.
Yeah, the only thing is, if you look behind your screen, you find there actually isn't a dragon. So
that's,
no need to worry.
That sucks.
That's the sad part of growing up.
Yeah.
You see, there's no actual dragon. That's what ruined my childhood.
Yeah,
I saw behind.
I'm pretty excited to see some usage of the 3D in some actual games.
We got the hardware, now we just need the games.
Yeah.
Well, there were some launch games.
Some.
Super Monkey Ball. Everybody?
No, I don't think that was a launch game.
It wasn't even the launch game.
You sure it wasn't Launch Window?
Alright, I'll check.
We'll Google
the
launch
now.
Games.
What about Jorge, tell us a story. Tell us about fighting the dragon.
You can do more about the 3DS.
It was like...
Yeah, and it can't damage you. It just looks menacing.
And then I was like, whoa.
Yeah, there's no Game Boy Advance slot, but I think no one's really going to miss that.
Oh, and then I played the plane game. That was like...
I don't think it was a... This might be an older article. Yeah, this is an old article.
Okay.
What are you doing, Edward?
I'm just looking through the menu screen.
Everyone's breaking. Okay. How there's the...
Yeah, yeah, the 3DS stick. Has the nice slidey analog stick.
Oh, yeah, the thumb pad is nice. That's going to... Sure, help out with some of your 3D RPGs.
Oh, and then
Ocarina of Time, you know, the Zelda with 8 directions you can go in, that would ruin the game. That would be brutal. But now we got the thumb pad, you can go in as many directions as you want. Go on, what were you going to say?
Oh, yeah, you could turn off the 3D.
Yeah, yeah.
If your eyes got like.
It says 20 seconds
messed up or something.
Or also. Let's see what it says.
I kind of like the built-in walk on your 3DS.
I'm pretty sure I saw footage of Super Monkey Ball. Anyway,
well, I guess I just looked over that title, because that's about a...
Super Monkey Ball.
Apparently there's kart racing in that game.
Yeah.
That's good.
They're in the ball, and the ball is in a kart, yet they can control it.
That's good.
Yeah. There's Pilot Wings, which you play.
Yep.
Well, I think that's yet to come out.
No, Pilot Wings was a launch game.
Oh, really?
Like the Wii Sports of the 3DS.
Oh.
Jorge, is it as good as Wii Sports?
Oh, have you played Pilot Wings?
Yeah.
Oh, what's it like?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's like for a little bit.
How much is it? How much does it cost?
I don't know. I just played it.
Okay. Yeah, Pilot Wings is a game I'd probably get.
Did a few flips, you know.
Word on the internet is it's 2 hours long. So that's good.
Oh, I mean, it's fun just to fly around in 3D.
Yes.
Get a jetpack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But
Jorge, at the wrong end. Describe this game. You've just said it's okay. Tell us what's the gameplay.
It's pretty fun.
That's
the
not
game is fun. Oh, yes, great.
What genre is it? Fun.
It's flying.
Okay. What do you do in it?
You fly a plane.
What?
Mine was yellow.
Oh, nice.
I crash into the building.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah, it is a flight game. Perfect.
Oh, it's a flight game.
And then
a
guy came out with his parachute and went up. Like, and then I just restarted.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like the built-in walker in the 3DS.
There's a Ridge Racer game.
Never tried that.
No. Ridge Racer's not that good.
No.
Yeah, I was in the line at EB Games going to pick up the 3DS, and I heard tons of people are saying, oh, I'm not getting any games yet.
That's a shame. They should have had something.
Yeah, well, yeah, they got the launch window.
Yes.
Everything from here till E3.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely a good launch window.
Yeah.
That is quite the window.
Yep.
Can almost call it like the launch door or something.
We are expecting Kid Icarus Uprising and Ocarina of Time 3DS.
Yes.
Before E3. Sometime before, what is that, July, June?
That's June,
summer months.
Okay. Yeah, June 25th, right?
But... One thing is that you have to get at the like right angle.
That's true, the viewing angle
for
3D.
Yeah, you look at the sweet spot. But,
yeah, the sweet spot. Get in the sweet spot.
Mm.
Steps taken.
Yeah, I was checking out the step counter because I got my little Pokewalker thing and it counts my steps.
That's right, I foreshadowed that.
Yeah, I walked 9,000
today.
So
the 3DS is a pedometer.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But I think...
Oh, and can't you get points?
You can get play coins.
Yes.
By walking.
And get old classic Nintendo games.
But definitely not by just shaking your 3DS, I've heard. That would be definitely a bad way to do it. You have to actually walk.
Yeah.
We'll tell, like... We'll...
Yeah, it's probably got a better gyroscope than...
Yes.
Yeah, than my walker.
Pokewalker.
Nothing is better than the Pokewalker, Edward. Blasphemy.
Yeah, I still got my Magnemite in it. I don't know what it does, but it does something.
Apparently there's a game for it, I don't know.
Yeah.
You should try pulling that in. You must have the best Pokemon ever at this point.
Yeah, I think every month or so I upload my Pokemon into it and levels up and then I put it back in and I walk again.
Oh, that's great.
Over for the 3DS.
Yep.
I took a picture of myself.
Hmm.
Oh, that's so pompous.
Great, great. Take a picture of yourself.
And?
There you go.
Was it in 3D?
No.
He just took a 2D picture.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good use of the 3.
Really good. No, I mean, good report. For my me.
Oh, you're me.
Yeah, yes. The me creation.
Oh, yeah, there's me's. How are the me's?
The me's, they're okay. They're okay.
Okay, me's.
It's a little limiting. The face selection is not that good, but hey, they're supposed to be cartoony. And, well, yeah, the glasses.
The glasses?
The glasses.
Well, what's this about the glasses and the me's?
This is the deal breaker. If you're kind of wondering whether to get it or not, you're kind of 50-50, well, the glasses size for the me's, they're my one complaint. It's either too big or too small.
Don't buy it.
Too small.
3DS sucks. Glasses are broken.
They're way too big and they make you look ridiculous, or they're too small and they obstruct part of your eyes.
Even if you wear contacts, don't get this.
Yeah, even if your vision's fine, don't.
Yeah, yeah. Bother. Trust me, you're gonna hate this. The glasses are broken.
Yeah, they were trying to make a me of Edward.
Oh yeah,
and the glasses were too big, and it made him look ridiculous, which is obviously wrong.
Or they were just too small, and they were clipping through his.
Or maybe I always just look ridiculous. But...
No. All right. Anything else about the 3DS?
It's 3D.
Yeah. Don't take into account what we said with the glasses.
No.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So you would recommend this?
Yeah, I definitely recommend the 3DS.
Yes.
Price, $250.
Yep.
My Mii was amazing.
Worth every penny, even though I haven't played it retail.
Yeah, there's no good games, but... Alright, that's very cool.
Yep.
I'm excited to see some more of that stuff.
Well, now we just need to see another company come up with a portable device. Mm. But what other company would come up with a portable device?
The iPad 2!
Yeah!
Or Sony.
Is that the iPad 3D? No, I don't think so.
I'll have to save that for the iPad 3. Worse with the name.
Yes.
iPad 3D.
Alright.
Well, no, that's a good thing about Nintendo there. They're the pioneer of this portable 3D technology.
Just like when the N64 was released.
Yeah.
Nintendo seems to be the master of 3D.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the N64.
They created the original 3D. Now they're creating.
The portable 3D.
Better than life.
Oh, if it's following that trend, then the NGP will have actual good 3D. That'll be perfect.
Maybe. I don't know.
Alright, anything else about the 3DS?
My me had a pretty big nose.
Like you.
Perfect. Yes.
Alright. 3DS looks cool. We'll have more coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, maybe we'll have another amazing device. The iPad.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, now we have to finish up the show.
Mm.
Everybody's second favorite segment. Food for thought.
Next to my segment, right?
Well, there's the idiots who think your segment is the best.
And that's the only people that actually listen to this.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't make me feel good. All right. It's time for food for thought.
Food for thought.
Jorge, what have you bought today? Give us a read. I'm not very happy about this.
What do you mean?
Just go.
I bought Bronhi Ice.
Oh,
gosh.
More of this stuff.
If you didn't hear the podcast last week, we had the other flavor of Bronhi, original. Not
original.
That great.
Of all things, original.
Does it say Lax-A-C-D-C on it?
Lax-A-C-D-C!
Whoa. Oh. Whatever that means.
I figured out what language that was.
Oh,
on Google Translate.
Oh, yeah.
It's Croatian.
Nice.
I wasn't really sure that Croatian was a language, but
I don't
there
even
you
know
go.
Where that is, but yeah, good for them.
Okay, read us a bit of the packaging.
Esmental eucalyptusum.
Oh, of course.
Okay, and the English translation?
With menthol eucalyptus.
Okay, so it's some weird mint. Alright.
Hopefully it's not methanol.
Should I read this? Plus 15.
Ethanol would be bad. Oh, yeah, it says plus 15 for some reason. So that means there's 15 more in the bag? Because that would be bad. I should just say minus.
What was this?
Enjoyment.
Mediterranke Biljaka.
Okay.
Should I read the back?
No.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, God.
It's almost as long as the Dreamscape.
I won't read the address this time. Krois vod sa sadri sadzi mil
Okay, we're opening it.
Ja.
Okay.
Did you just slap the mic with your knife?
Edward.
I whipped it open, but I can used to hear it. Okay.
We're done, knife crazy.
Throne he.
Oh, the packaging looks the same. That's.
No, but it's not red. It's not.
Yeah, it's black and white.
Guys, get this off my 3DS.
Yeah, you never knew what this brown hay stuff may leak onto.
Okay. We'll let our guests.
Let Jeremy go first. Not that he's our guinea pig, but just.
What, they have two layers of wrapping.
Even
again.
More packaging.
Oh, yep.
So these are triple packaged.
They're trying to stop people from eating it.
They're biohazards. They can't let them leach into the.
Hurry up.
Okay.
World's that's softest drum roll.
Oh god.
That's it.
Oh god. Don't ever buy this.
Alright, on that.
Okay.
Let's eat.
All right.
No. No.
Oh.
No.
Wonderful.
That's true. Jorge said he liked the last one, but then he kept texting me about how he had a stomachache all day.
Oh.
Don't disrupt that. Anyway, Jeremy, what do you think of these? Just describe.
They're horrendous. It's a good thing they have a strong mint flavor. Because that sure overpowers the bad taste behind it.
The brawn heat.
The soap.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been thinking. I feel like the toffee covered it up more. I think this is actually worse. Though maybe it's just because I don't remember the toffee enough. Jorge, you had like 5 of those. What's the comparison like? Which flavor of brawny should people buy?
Well,
they're pretty.
If they were forced to at gunpoint,
yeah.
Which one should they buy?
They're both pretty bad.
That's we know that.
This one tastes like
the lesser of two evils. Which one here?
Jorge, come on.
This one? Yeah.
Buy this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeremy, what would you give this out of 10? This amazing product. Great. Amazing piece of work.
Nice.
It's like being at a dentist.
3?
Yeah.
Okay, Jorge. Remember, you gave the last brownie a 4 for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think this is 4.5.
No points.
4.5.
5. Edward, you also gave the last brownie a 4, but who knows? Maybe you like this one worse.
Well, yeah, I'll give it a 3. I don't like the mint.
Okay. I'm going to stick with my 0 for the brownie. The
whole
range. Pretty consistent. I'll applaud them for that. So that's an average of like 3. All right. 3 out of 10 for the amazing brownie ice. If you're shopping and you see brownie, run. Fast. It's not a quality store.
Yeah, we're trying to keep the brawny away from the 3DS.
That's true. We're trying to buy all the brawny so nobody else buys it. So Jorge eats it all.
It tastes like medicine.
I know. It's a good thing Jorge has like 15 of these on his table now.
Mm-hmm. 15. Oh, plus 15.
You know, Jorge, if we filmed you eating those all at once, that would probably be a big hit on YouTube.
Mm.
Are you game?
Yes.
All right. Alright, so we should get to that. But first, we'd like to thank you for listening to the Dietrich Gamecast. Be sure to check out our blog, dietrichgamecast.blogspot.com. There's a Facebook page, fan page.
Subscribe.
Yes. All of the above. We'd like to thank Jeremy White very much for bringing his 3DS out, himself out.
Yep.
His amazing knowledge. Feel free to come back anytime.
Yeah.
Nice. We promise we won't have Bronhi.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Unless there's a third flavor.
Yeah.
Jorge, where'd you buy these?
Yeah, warm me.
Oh, it's I'm still eating it. This one piece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks, Jorge and Edward.
Yep.
You guys are always a light in my life.
Yes, sir.
The ultimate joy.
Yeah.
For all these guys, I'm Jeremy. Thank you
I
for
am
listening.
Too.
Yeah, we got the two Jeremys.
Yeah, that didn't get confusing. That's actually kind of nice. I was going to suggest you call me Mr. Matthews since I'm the boss, but it didn't come to that.
No.
Alright, anyway, thank you for listening. See you next Sunday.
Bye.
I'm still eating.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Sí, señor.